stream record. Here we go. Podcast Weekly. Up and going. I'm Jesse Steele, the wearer of many hats, the all podcast father. And this is my fascinating geek journey of the week. The Podcast Weekly, my announcements, where I let you look inside my little multi-talented, multi-skilled, almost master of many trades, not jack of all, not master of none, but almost master of many, as I tell you what I've been up to, living in Asia, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be the Taiwan special this week. I might make them short. Sorry. Well, there's a lot going on. And you can always go back and listen to previous weeks, but the fun thing is more might be coming. This week, I had two major things develop. So this is a warning in advance. I'm about to go on a rant, and this might seem boring to you, but remember, when it comes to, this is relevant. Education is a thing, right? Okay, you know, government's supposed to do education. We send kids to school and do education. We learned in the education process. Education is a thing, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And then I'm going to talk about software development and philosophy, because what makes Windows so terrible? Everybody has to use it because of a sneaky, nasty, dirty, cutthroat business model. But it's also people hate Microsoft because of their software philosophy. It goes back to philosophy. This is something, philosophy is something politicians should talk about more, about philosophy. My band instructor always talked about philosophy and why he did what he did. He said, this is the best band program you could ever have. We were a C school. We were playing AAA music and getting first division ratings. And he would talk about why. He would talk about standards. He would always say, I don't tell you all what to do. I let you govern yourselves. He would talk philosophy, and politicians should talk philosophy, and software developers should talk philosophy. I was talking with this guy that I know. He's here in my building, and he's got some familiarity with PHP and JavaScript and et cetera. And I said, I'm not a software developer. He says, Jess, yes, you are. You are a software developer. I'm like, but I don't know these languages. He says, but you know shell. Because he's going through my Linux shell curriculum. And so that gets back into education. Okay, well, the breakthrough this week in education, I finished the I could tweak it, but version 1.0 is out. I finished my K through 12. Now, technically, it's pre-grade 1, which could be preschool or kindergarten. Kindergarten doesn't really teach it. It just helps kids get along with each other and the teacher. That's what kindergarten's about. But they talk about the letters because you need to know that, but you don't graduate from kindergarten based on knowing the letters. You graduate from kindergarten based on being able to get along with the teachers and students in a classroom situation. So all that, okay, aside, getting to the point here, it's a pre-grade 1 through grade 9 grammar curriculum. This actually does put teaching goals into preschool and kindergarten, which is kind of a new thing. Grade 10 is where really you're not learning grammar in grade 10 anymore. You're learning English lit, how to read a book and know what the author wanted to say and what the author was thinking. Not just your own opinion about it, but to really know what the author was getting at. Like, if you went and interviewed the author, would he say what you think he wanted to say? And then if you're right about that, then you understand him correctly. And if you think his book means this, and in an interview he says, no, my book means that, then you're clueless and don't know how to read. You know, like, how do you read it correctly? Know what the author wanted to say. Okay, that's English lit. And we're reading stories by authors that are dead or not in the room or whatever. And we got to figure out how to know what a writing means, original intent and those sorts of things. Okay. Well, this goes up before grade 1 through grade 9 with grammar. And it's based on a grade 1 through 6 writing curriculum for an American, for like American education, and it's also based on two separate ESL curriculums, including one from Oxford. ESL, it's an interesting thing here. The nerd geekery here about how English curriculum works. Typically in native countries, we're talking America, Britain, the Kiwis, which for those of you in Reed Rapids, a Kiwi is someone who lives in New Zealand or Australia. I know that you knew that in Reed Rapids. You just needed to hear me say it for all the people that you think don't know it. So there you go. So you're talking people from native English-speaking countries under the Crown or America. Typically, our curriculums go in these topics, and they cycle through the same topics every year. We're going to talk about nouns and then adjectives, and then we're going to talk about verbs, and then we're going to talk about making a sentence work. And then every year in the curriculum, they go back through the same topics. They just cover it more in depth each time. They cycle through them. In ESL curriculums, they teach everything one time, and they go in a linear progression. They talk about nouns, and then they're done. And then they talk about verbs, and then they're done. Now, they might have specific topics, but they don't cycle and spiral through. You don't see the same terms coming back year after year. They don't review at all. Well, I took the plan of how these work, and I harmonized them. So it literally works according to both ESL and the American cyclical thing. I have these zones, and then I tell in the book, they cycle through the zones. So I did that, and I've got a complete English curriculum. It covers the grammar through grade 9, and then it gets into important topics and some advanced grammar patterns, figures of speech, and so forth, in grade 10. Talks about hermeneutics, which ultimately will go into Bible study for me. I mean, my background is Bible. The Bible is the oldest piece of literature that we have. And some parts might be older, but for the most part, it's the oldest. And it's diverse, and the Bible is amazing to understand, to study it in depth and to understand it. So sticking to my area of expertise, I would probably launch into understanding literature and hermeneutics based on Bible. Although I might do some stuff with other critical works later on. Okay, the other exciting thing that happened this week. Well, see, I'm done with this, which means that now I can focus. I do want to break it down into individual lessons, but having this project done means I can focus on getting other things done. And one of them is this buddy in the building. His name's Jesse. Interesting. The Jessies. We could start a software company called Jesse and Jesse. I'd probably be catchy. We're talking seriously about creating a kind of a Pacific Rim-focused Drudge Report. Like a Zero Hedge. Breitbart started out as a headlines page. I don't know if you knew that. Like before Andrew Breitbart died, the same day that it launched its new business model. We had a fascinating talk, Jesse and I, about developing software. And we got into philosophy about not using plugins and add-ons. And this little company made a little mod, and there's this little extra software dealio that we can get that'll give us, you know, save us time in writing the software. And, you know, we could just do it cheap and easy, quick this way. But then if you do things that way, an update breaks the software. If you really want to write solid software, pardon me for this, but follow this. If you really want your computer program, your Android, your iPhone, if you want your apps, your websites, the programs you install on your computer, if you want those things to work, then the people who write the software have to go back to basics. They've got to go down to bare bones and work there. The thing is, nobody wants to do it because it's a little extra work. But that's what Apple did when they made their software. As I've always said, using an Apple computer doesn't make someone a genius, but building an Apple computer and writing for Apple computers does. And so there's a difference between being a user and a consumer. But with what Jesse and I are talking about, Pacific Daily Times could be changing, and that means I might have more time for more podcasts, which is what everybody wants. See you tomorrow.